This is Fresh Air. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan says that summer is a great time to lose yourself in a big biography, and she thinks she's found a wonderful one. Here's Maureen's review of A Wilder Shore by Camille Paris.
As a portrait of a marriage, it's bizarre. I'm talking about the dual portrait John Singer Sargent painted in 1885 of Fanny and Robert Louis Stevenson. Lewis, whose first novel, Treasure Island, had been published 2 years earlier, is captured pacing in a darkened room. Tall and thin, Lewis looks every inch like an insane stork, which is how fellow writer Henry Adams described him. Lewis stares out beyond the confines of the portrait at us, the viewers, as if to share an idea he's just had. Fanny sits barefoot on a chair at the opposite end of the room, all but shrouded like a piece of furniture in a golden Indian sari. No fool, Fanny recognized Sargent's depiction as yet another attempt by an admirer of her husband's to diminish her. "I am but a cipher under the shadow," she complained to Sargent. Camille Paris' lively and substantive dual biography of the Stevensons, called A Wilder Shore, whisks those obscuring draperies off Fanny and restores her to full personhood. But Perry aims for something even more ambitious in this biography than a feminist recovery of a mostly forgotten wife of a famous writer. In her introduction, Perry describes her book as an intimate window into how the Stevensons lived and loved, a story that is at once a travel adventure, a journey into the literary creative process, and I hope an inspiration for anyone seeking a freer, more unconventional life. Inspiration is something of a quaint term these days in lit crit circles, and yet it's always been an abiding draw of biographies. Speaking for myself, after reading A Wilder Shore, I'm inspired to do two things. I want to reread Robert Louis Stevenson's three great works of fiction, Treasure Island, Kidnapped, and The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And I want to schedule a séance with Fanny to get some one-on-one instruction on how to live more fearlessly as a woman. Perry opens A Wilder Shore with a scene that could have been written by Lewis, but instead was lived by Fanny. In the summer of 1875, she and her three children and their governess rushed aboard a train in San Francisco to cross the country and catch a ship in New York Harbor that would carry them to Belgium. This was no pleasure trip. To reach their destination, the little band rode a wagon through floodwaters. But Fanny was desperate to escape her humiliating marriage to a prospector who lived openly with his mistress. With the little money she'd earned by sewing, Fanny planned to enroll herself and her teenage daughter in art school. Hurtling into the unknown put the 36-year-old, still married mother of three in the orbit of Robert Louis Stevenson, a sickly Scottish writer who was 10 years her junior. It was love at first sight, at least for Lewis. Perry says that Fanny likely saw their affair as something that could not last. For him, though, sexual intimacy with Fanny was not simply a romp with an older woman. It cemented his emotional commitment to her, a kind of role reversal that is striking for a Victorian man. Of course, the Stevensons' union caused dismay among Lewis's friends, who disparaged Fanny for her age, her Americanness, her short hair and cigarette smoking, and, most virulently, her olive skin. As convincing as she is about the progressive relationship between the Stevensons, Perry is also clear-eyed about the fact that Fanny still got the somewhat shorter end of the stick. While Lewis respected Fanny as his best critic, he also assumed she would handle the mundane household routine and provide nursing care. Lewis's undiagnosed illness, he chronically coughed up blood, did have the upside of broadening the couple's life through travel in search of a healthier climate. They spent their final years together before Lewis's death in 1894 at the age of 44 in Samoa. Fanny lived on for 20 more years, writing, traveling, and attracting male protégés. No doubt her contemporaries derided her for that, too. But thanks to Perry's vivid biography, Fanny has the last fearless laugh.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed A Wilder Shore by Camille Perry. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, author and scholar Frank Garrity joins us to talk about his new book, The Stadium, An American History of Politics, Protest, and Play, where he chronicles how stadiums are our nation's public squares and the battle over race, class, gender, and sexual identity. Join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Nakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producers are Molly C.V. Nesper and Sabrina Seewert. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.